Welcome, everyone, and it's Friday night here. Rich Mancuso, Sports with Rich, all bases covered. Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx, and we're here in the makeshift studio. We're getting it ready. Go back live on the air soon, and we'll let you know. And please leave us the questions in the cube right now on Facebook Watch, Facebook Live, where we are right now, and all the other social media platforms. Of course, ring786, AOL.com. is my email, and it's also facebook.com, Rich Mancuso. Log on also to the All Bases Covered Sports with Rich page on Facebook, and we'll get back to you and have any questions, and we'll address them back, sports or anything else. Also at Twitter at ring786. Also, I'm on Instagram, Mancuso786. And we're trying to keep you updated here every week for a few minutes and let you get some insights on the world of fun and games, as I call sports, as always, and let you know when we're coming back live on the air with a whole new crew, sponsorship, and everything else. Working on a ton of other things as well, with boxing and working maybe with the Fantasy Sports Network. But right now, we are coming to you live on Facebook, and we'll give you this usual weekly update with Sports with Rich, all bases covered, from the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx, which is preparing now for the late fall and the winter. And believe me, it never ends here, because you get ready for the summer and the summer leagues. And you know what? You look at this time of year now and you say, yeah, baseball's over and the season's done, and we all get into our little depression if you're a baseball nut like me, and many of you are, as I know. And you say, yeah, I can't survive. I gotta wait till this winter's over and can't get ready to get going again. And you know, the days go by fast, the months go by fast. And baseball has become a type of sport all season long. There's no ending to it. I mean, there's always talks, rumors, then spring training comes, and then the season jumps in again, 162 games. I just got back from Phoenix, Arizona. Some of you know that, some of you don't. And I wasn't at the winter meetings, just doing some business. And the winter meetings took place in California, and I wasn't there, in Southern California. A lot of news came out of there. The next order of business after the general manager meetings that just concluded this week is the winter meetings in Las Vegas, Fun City, Sin City, as they call it, December 10th to the 14th. That's where a lot goes on in the game of baseball, billion-dollar industry as it is. The trades, the rumors, transactions, and that's going on right now. What comes out of the general manager's meetings, of course, after the Boston Red Sox historic win in World Championship. Sorry, Yankee fans, and this is no dig at you, but let's talk about the Yankees for a second, because that's on everybody's concern, everyone's mind, and it comes to my attention. Rich, are the Yankees in the sweepstakes to acquire either the two coveted free agents that I wrote on NewYorkSportsDay.com yesterday? Is it Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, both, or one of the two? My friends, my answer to this is this. Yankees have more of a need right now, possibly, for Machado. Though I don't think that's happening, even with D.D. Gregorius on the DL and not coming back to maybe July, even August, if he does. And if they do sign Machado, obviously he goes to third base, which creates something different now for Miguel Andujar, who during next week will probably be named American League Rookie of the Year. That's the Baseball Awards season week next week. I don't think Machado comes to the Yankees or Bryce Harper. That's the other one. Yankees, I don't think, are going to be in position to offer such long-term contract years and money, even though they are under the salary threshold, the luxury tax. But Harper, Machado might be too much for them and maybe not a fit. Not with all the Yankee cluster of great prospects and youngsters that we already see in place, and more to come. They are the richest farm system in baseball, richest minor league system in baseball when it comes to talent, and they have the money to get the players they want. We all know that. But the Yankees do have needs. And Gary Sanchez had surgery on the non-throwing shoulder that supposedly was giving him problems all this past season, but he should be ready for opening day. And if not, Austin Roman will be perfect behind the plate until Sanchez comes back. Is Gary Sanchez, though, going to be on the trading block? These are the things that Brian Cashman, the GM, and the Yankee hierarchy, all about player development and who's coming, who's going. And the Yankees are going to be busy in the next few months before they prep again for spring training. And opening day, by the way, believe it or not, we can talk opening day. Smile. It's going to be, I think, less than 125 days or something like that, or a little more than that, a little give or take. So it'll come faster than you think. After the holidays, get ready, because the countdown for the new season begins already. Back to the Yankees. Yankees will be active. Who is C.C. Sabathia and Brett Gardner re-signed. Gardner, the longest tenure Yankee. Good move for the outfield. I would look for this, though. And we'll find out more about this in the next few weeks, and also at the winter meetings if it doesn't happen before then. Giancarlo Stanton, the big salary, the big contract, did not produce here in the New York this year as a Yankee. We knew that was going to happen, kept telling you that. Strikes out a lot or hits the home run or gets on base with the walk. Stanton may not be the answer for the Yankees in a crowded outfield, and they might look to trade him, maybe to the Dodgers, get something back. Work some out with the salary, which then opens the door to maybe Harper Machado or any of the other high-priced coveted free agents that are available on the market right now. It comes down to the Yankees, though, looking more of a need for starting pitching. Sabathia back in the fold, but will not be a 1-2-3 starter. He's going to be at the back end, obviously. They're secure with Tanaka and Severino as their 1-2 in the rotation right now. They might re-sign J.A. Happ, as I'm hearing. And there is also a lot of talk about them going after one of the Patrick Corbin of the Arizona Diamondbacks, who's now a free agent. Good left-hander, be good at Yankee Stadium, good for that team. Could happen, hearing that. Bullpen-wise, re-signing to David Robertson, or Zach Britton coming back, and though I think Robinson will, Britton I'm not so sure of, and the talks about Andrew Miller becoming a New York Yankee intensified more off the GM meetings. Andrew Miller could be a Yankee again in just a matter of a week. The Yankees are asking for his medical records. He's had some problems with his shoulder and arm, as you know. I could see Andrew Miller coming back and fortify the Yankee bullpen even more with a healthy Chapman and Robertson back. And, of course, Dylan Betances and Sean Green. They do have one of the best bullpens in the game. So, Yankees will continue to be busy here in New York. The Mets as well, looking to do something behind the plate at the catching position. Travis Darnard and Kevin Pellegrini are not the answer. Yeah, the Mets are coming out of the GM meetings with their new GM, Brody Van Wagenen is his name, I believe. I get it right. Player agent is now a general manager for the Mets. Give him time. Don't give up. It's early. 1 week on the job. He's exploring, as I wrote on New York Sports Day yesterday, and he's trying to be creative. He's got Omar Minaya by his side. That's a good move. And he's putting the coaching staff together and bringing back the manager, Mickey Callaway. The Mets are going to be looking for still a right fielder with some power, and they need to revamp the entire bullpen. They're on the market also maybe for Andrew Miller, even a Zach Britton. And there's a lot of coveted relief pitchers out there for the Mets to go after to revamp the bullpen, but not Jeurys Familia. I don't see him coming back. So, Baseball Awards Week coming up. And that's interesting, too, for the Mets here in New York, because it looks like, and the Yankees, because you could expect to hear that Andujar and Gabriel Torres could be AL Rookies of the Year, or one of the other gets it, more so Andujar with the great season he had. And for the Mets, no doubt, my vote for Jacob DeGrom. It's been all season long with that superb ERA, even though he didn't have the great one-loss record. One of the, and to me, and to many people in baseball, the best pitcher in the game. But you're going to hear a lot of rumors in the next few weeks, more and more. A lot of talk about who's coming, who's going, what free agent might be coming to your team that you root for. So that's the fun part of it. It's called the Baseball Hot Stove League. Hot Stove Baseball is fun. It's interesting. But remember one thing, my friends. It's all about rumors and gossip. And here with All Sports with Rich and All Bases Covered, we get that covered for you. Hopefully be back live on the air. Let you know time and place in the next few weeks. Boxing's always busy. I'll be at ringside coming up in Atlantic City next weekend, a weekend after Thanksgiving weekend, by the way. Bivol and Juan Pascal WBA Light Heavyweight Championship. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is not coming back. He looked like he was going to be having a fight in Japan. Ended up being an exhibition. So no talk about it now at all, about Floyd Mayweather returning. That's out the window. Canelo Alvarez is fighting in New York as a junior middleweight, as a super middleweight coming up. December 15th at Madison Square Garden. My microphone fell. The camera Jesse's behind is shaking a little bit. We're talking so much. We're going to wrap this up soon. I want to congratulate my buddy Lee Samuels, Top Rank Boxing, longtime publicist, 38 years with that company. Now he's a coordinator of boxing, helps the fighters out at Top Rank in Las Vegas. In town yesterday, last night, he's in the newest inductee, 1 of 14, to the New Jersey Boxing Hall of Fame, and possibly going to be elected to the Boxing Hall of Fame up in Canastota, New York, and inducted there in June. He's on the ballot. He's got my vote. Lee Samuels, a good guy in boxing. Read about that also on NewYorkSportsDay.com, as I have posted right now. If you're an NBA fan, you see a lot of things going on. We'll talk more about that when I see you again next week. If you like the NHL, a lot going on there. We'll talk more about that next week in the winter sports. College basketball is here. Duke, Kentucky, they went at it the other night, an interesting battle. You're looking at college football, and how about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish? Coming to Yankee Stadium is the third-ranked team right now in the country in that college playoff pool or poll, which will get them to the Final Four in January to play for the national championship. Notre Dame, Syracuse, Yankee Stadium coming up during the next week. We'll keep you posted about that. A lot going on. This is the time of year for sports. Everything going on at the same time. And we'd love to bring it to you here at Sports with Rich. All bases covered. Fund the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx. And I will be back with you next week to update you some more. I'm tired at the weekend. It's horrible outside, but there's a lot to do. I'm back in town and I'm ready to go. I hope you are too. Log on Facebook. Log on to Sports with Rich, all bases covered. Log on to Facebook with Rich Mancuso. Twitter, Ring786. And we're going to head to the baseball winter meetings in a few weeks, and that's always fun. And we'll know more about that and tell you more about it next week. But when we get there, we'll tell you about it more as we give you daily reports. We're going to be on live again, though, here. And I want you to stay in touch. And the only way to know is if you stay in touch. Do you have any questions now? Anything come up in the cube, Jesse, here live? Did anybody come on and want to ask me a question?
Just saying hello.
Hello to you, too. I know it's Friday night. You're having a good time. You're having a good dinner, whatever. And happy birthday, Jesse, at the Baseball Training Institute. It is her birthday today. Why don't you give her a holler and a shout-out and wish great Jesse a happy birthday at the Baseball Training Institute in the Bronx. Ray Negron, my buddy with the New York Yankees, waiting to get you back here to New York. He's down in Tampa right now, doing some things down in Tampa. We'll wait to see you, Ray. We'll wait to talk to you all. Until next week, stay in touch. And as I always say, keep it in the ring.